you're speeding.
What does that mean?
Rolling.
Recording. Oh, why?
Because back in the day when they recorded on tape, you'd see it spinning.
That's actually not it. It's because it should be illegal to be this funny on the podcast. Hello, boys, girls, and NBs, and my name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are the Cludgeon.
Cludgies.
Huh? Yeah.
The Judgies.
The Crudgies?
The Curmudgies?
That's the crew neck Judgies.
No, you're the only one wearing a crew neck.
I'm the only one that matters. Okay. You said it, not me.
I did not. Joshua, it's my episode, so you need to calm down.
I'm pissed. So he sent out a memo. I saw it. I noticed you didn't pick it up, so I was like, I can't. Let Erica be the only one not wearing a crew neck.
You could have just told me to put on a crew neck.
Well, no, because now we can make fun of Josh for being the odd man out.
Listen, guys, if you haven't hopped on over to Patreon, our bonus episode for January involved me being upset that they didn't enjoy my crew neck, so now I've worn crew neck 2 days in a row. And now they have to compliment me, because it'd be rude of them not to.
We did compliment you off camera.
I really like that crew neck.
Yeah.
I'm going to go buy the same crew
Guess
neck.
How much it was?
$15.
Yeah, it's
$15. That's such a good deal for such a good quality.
But also something that happened off camera, I said, I'm going to save this for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So we all know I have a coworker.
Slash friend.
Nope.
Different one?
Different coworker.
Oh, okay.
Acquaintance.
Sure.
Emphasis on quaint.
Okay.
That's his name, just so you know.
So he asked me about my pants and said, oh, wow, where'd you get those pants at? And I said, oh, I got them from Target. They're really nice and cheap, and they, you know, I like them a lot. Fucker goes out and buys the same pants as me. I get upset about it.
Why?
Because
it's
now
the
we
same pair.
Now we I have to guess when he's wearing the same color pants as me. Otherwise, it'd be embarrassing.
I mean, yeah.
That was a couple months ago. Now, my boss, yet last week, the audacity, while I'm on vacation, goes to my coworker slash friend and says, I'm calling this year the year of the sweater, and starts wearing fucking crew necks. I've been wearing crew necks for 3 months, and he just has this complete epiphany of this is a completely original idea. I'm going to start wearing crew necks. So now me and my boss both wear fucking crew necks today.
I thought you were going to say he asked Quaint, where did you get those pants? And now all three of you are
I would literally
pants.
Quit. No fucking joke.
That's the last fucking straw.
Because here's the thing about my boss. He's already stolen my hairstyle once. He had the classic 38-year-old white dude haircut, just short everywhere. And then when I started shaving mine on the sides and then long on the top, what's that called? Undercut?
Yeah.
He started getting undercut a month after I started doing mine.
I mean, Joshua, what is it? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
I was going to say, what if he's looking at you and he's like, look at this fucking dipshit.
No.
He looks cool in a crew neck. I gotta look cool.
It pisses me off. He had the audacity to come up to me and be like, oh, it's sweater. It's the year of the sweater. Fucker. He's like, he doesn't think this is a crew neck. He's like, no, crew neck has a V-neck.
Nope.
What the fuck are you talking about, buddy? He doesn't even know the word. He doesn't appreciate the craft.
Does he mean a crew neck has that little stitching in a V?
Nope, because he was wearing that. He was wearing that, oh. And he didn't call that a crew neck. Because Yeah, he was wearing that.
Yeah, huh. He had a crew neck on.
And he had the audacity to, when my coworker slash friend was talking to him about it, be like, well, yeah, but Josh gets some of his from Goodwill. And was kind of pissed about it. And it's okay, they're good quality.
They are good quality. So, you can find some fucking bangers in that store.
There's my fucking rant of the week.
Hey, I get it. And you're going to be real mad come next week when we record. And I have that exact same crew neck because I really like it. I can't stop telling you how much I like it. And I'm kind of mad when I asked you yesterday, what colors they had.
Yeah.
And you're like, the only one you would like is this beige one.
Yeah, because you're not getting the same fucking color as me.
I'm gonna. We've already done it once from Target. We've done it once from Target.
Are you talking about the green button-up?
Yes.
Christian had that first.
No. We went to Target. Yeah. We saw it on the clearance sale, on the clearance rack. Christian was like, oh, should I get it? And I was like, well, if you're not going to get it, I'm going to get it. And then the next week, you guys went back and got it because Christian wanted it so bad.
Yeah. Where do you... In this day and age, where do you find a tailor? Because
somebody at my work has that same green one. I don't wear it out of respect for him.
Wow. Does it fit him better? Because mine fits long. Like a fucking box. It's like,
oh yeah,
it's so weird on me.
A tailor, very hard to find in this area.
I just want to get a little more fitted.
Yeah. But you know what else fits into this episode is we don't just talk about crew necks and fashion on this podcast. We also podcast on that podcast. And what that entails is us finding stories on the internet and laughing at the people in them and judging them. And sometimes our queen, waiting for her to be done, yawning,
that's
Mrs. Ricky,
okay,
does that.
Applaud, please. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Erica, do we have a fucking banger? Did I set the mood with rant? Am I going to rant this episode?
I mean, I'm going to rant after this story.
Perfect.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
New subreddit?
Whoop. Ricky always bringing the new subs.
Am I the asshole?
You fucker. Oh, I don't even have a fucking boo on this board.
That's so rude. She knows. She plans it when it's my card.
I'm fucking pissed.
I loved it. Am I the asshole for calling my academic girlfriend a trophy wife as a joke?
Hmm. Academic.
Yeah, I feel like that adjective is really throwing me off here.
I feel like that means they're in college still.
My girlfriend of 5 years, Clara, 25 female, and I, 26 male, both attend the same university. I'm finishing up the final parts of my STEM, Bachelor's of Science, specifically computer science, working on mobile application development.
Nobody asked.
Uh-huh. And she's in the third year of studying for a doctorate in a humanities and will get her PhD in September.
Okay,
nice. It's
a university city, so politically active, and Clara is active there, doing lots of organizing, demos, protests, etc. FYI, we align the same politically, so this isn't an issue.
Let's go, Brandon.
I didn't think that's where that was going at all. When you had to be like, she's so politically active. Oh, my God. On and on with it.
If you politically align with a computer science major, I don't think we're on the same page.
Says, this isn't an issue. I'm just describing what she does. If you know computer science dudes, you'll know we like to joke around a lot.
Mm-hmm. We like to push boundaries.
Last year, I had to repeat classes, and I was with students a few years below me who saw photos of me and Clara on my phone background. Clara is objectively very pretty, and it's something I can be insecure of.
What? Because he's a fucking two.
Okay.
He's a computer science major.
So I jokingly said that she was my trophy wife and made some dumb blonde type jokes about her being no thoughts, empty head.
Okay, well.
Oh, my.
And proof you're either pretty or smart.
What?
If you know guys, you know inside jokes. And my trophy wife became a meme in the STEM underclass.
Well, I mean, okay.
My friends
that's not how a meme works. First off, step one, that's not what a meme is.
I'm pretty sure he knows. He's a computer.
Well, does he pronounce it GIF or JIF? GIF. Does he pronounce it the right way or the right way again?
Multiple choice tests in college be like, am I right, fellas? GIF or JIF?
So funny. My friends even made me a mug that said, every developer needs a trophy wife. Last week, I took Clara to a mutual's party and the computer science underclassmen were there. They straight away started joking about finally meeting the trophy wife, and she got offended and said something snippy like, you know I'm doing a PhD and organized X strike to pressure the college for the money for your department, right? I know this, as I had told her about the issue, so she pressured the college. My friend was drunk and laughed at her and said he didn't know that, but a degree in computer science is worth more than reading books and acting like MLK.
Oh, my God. God, I just want to fucking scream right now.
This is what I meant when I said they aren't on the good side of politics. There's no way that they politically align.
To my horror, they said something like, OP, you were right. She is a trophy wife. Clara, who is mixed race, seemed to take offense at the first statement.
Okay, I got the underlings that there was some racial tension behind the MLK comment because Jesus fucking Christ.
But left the group and ignored me totally. At home, she rounded on me, and I immediately said I was sorry. The MLK comment was wrong. I'll speak to him. She said to forget that and asked me what the fuck I meant by trophy wife. I explained the backstory a bit badly, honestly, as I had been drinking. She asked why I didn't defend her from the comments about her degree, but I said that everyone thinks their course is the best and she shouldn't overreact. She told me I was a prick, then gave me the cold shoulder until now. I feel like an asshole because I didn't think she'd be annoyed by trophy wife jokes. She is aware she's pretty and is confident about it, so I don't know why she's reacting badly. I accept the MLK comment was rude, and my friend apologized the next day. But the trophy wife stuff was just jokes. Most people in her community know her well. She never interacts with STEM students, so I didn't think their jokes mattered. Maybe this is an academia thing. I just don't know about... Maybe this is just an academia thing I don't know about since I'm aiming to work in an industry. If I messed up, I want to apologize, but I can't see how this was more than a joke gone sour.
Even in this little explanation where he's trying to self-reflect, he's putting down academia for no fucking reason.
Mm-hmm. Dude, first off, does Trophy Wife imply that, like, they're not smart?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
The stereotype of a trophy wife is that there's...
I thought trophy wife was just, like, I thought that was, like, she had it all. She was, like, smart, hot. Like,
yeah, you're not wrong, honey.
I thought that's what I meant.
That's what you got.
That's what I got.
Yeah. No,
I think that, yeah, typically it's just for the looks. It's like, okay, putting a trophy on your shelf. It's just there to show off.
Okay.
Which, yeah.
And to brag about.
Yeah, right. It's not that you care about the trophy. It's that you got the trophy.
Yeah. But, oh my God. This is insane. This dude is a fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very much computer science major. I can tell you from firsthand.
I mean, to imply that she... I mean, and look, take all this with a grain of salt. This is a personal attack, not an attack on anything else. This fucker has the audacity to call her a trophy wife when he's, like, having to redo classes in his major and then brag about, like, how good he is at his... Yeah, I'm going to get a high-paying job.
He's still an undergrad.
Yeah.
And she's getting a fucking PhD in history.
Yeah.
How... This dude must be, like... super good looking. No, he said he's
ugly.
How did he land Clara?
He said that Clara is very pretty and that he's insecure about it.
Which means he's busted.
Or is he
emotionally
just like,
and physically?
He's just a very, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Like, he knows that he has someone that's way too good for him, and he's just like, oh no, if anybody realizes, it's fucking over for me. I'm donezo.
So he's got Christian syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that called? Low self-confidence. No, we already said
self-esteem.
That. Don't worry about it.
What an... it is really funny because, like, the whole computer science thing.
It.
Yeah. I have a thousand things going through my brain at once. The race aspect to it that got brought up out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Only, like, it's funny because he thinks she's upset that he called her hot. He's like, she knows she's pretty. I don't know why trophy wife offended her. It's like, it's the intelligence part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you're belittling her based off of her intelligence, even though you're a fucking dumbass. And then fucking his friend just being like, oh, I'm racist too, by the way. I'm going to make a race-based insult on you. It's literally like...
lot. It's
stereotype of computer science nerd, and you got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to read you the top comment. So this post was posted 11 days ago. The post itself has about 8,000 votes, 3,000 comments. This top comment has 29,000 likes.
That's a L's plus ratio right there, buddy.
Yeah. So this... commenter says, I came into this thread thinking, oh, this is probably an inside joke that went wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically.
But holy shit, dude, you are so very much the asshole. You ridiculed your girlfriend behind her back in order to score bro points to the point that you opened her up to get publicly blindsided with some truly shitty, humiliating comments. And you didn't even have the spine to defend her in the moment. Yeah, I know we all get caught off guard sometimes, but it's really telling that you didn't hesitate to open your mouth when you were running her down, but somehow clammed up right when your buddy took a really nasty pot shot at her. Maybe this is an academia thing I don't know since I'm aiming to work in an industry. Please, don't play dumb. Don't run your partner down to your friends. Isn't some mystical theoretical concept you need a couple of PhDs to understand, and you know it. Like, this comment, like...
Eviscerated.
Eviscerates him. And I'm like, yeah.
You got it.
Fuck this dude.
Yeah. He's classic STEM major.
Yeah.
I forgot how... STEM major.
Fucking STEM majors.
Aren't we all STEM majors? We don't all suck.
No.
Not all men.
All the computer science ones do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never taken a computer science class, so...
I tutored somebody in calculus that was a computer science major, and he was failing through Calc 1, and I really didn't have the heart. I was like, dude, you gotta get out of this major. If you can't get through Calc 1, you got a real tough road ahead of you.
Listen. All right.
They have to take up to Calc 4.
Computer science literally is like all math.
It's like, you need, if you can't get through Calc 1, change your major. I get Calc 1 ain't for everybody, but come on, bud.
My degree's in biomedical sciences with a minor in chemistry, and I failed multiple chemistry classes and struggled.
Yeah.
So.
And are you happy with your life?
Yeah, now.
Oh, well.
I wasn't then.
I'm going to email him then. I messed up.
I'm sorry. I should have told you back then, but now I realize I shouldn't have even told you.
I mean, I was miserable at the time, but I'm happy now.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you
career-wise, I'm not, but...
Oh. Okay.
Well, I wouldn't say podcast is my career at the moment.
Oh.
Trying to make it.
I'm trying to make it my career. If somebody would let me quit my fucking job.
Start finding us... avenues of revenue.
Here's the thing about this dude. There's very easy ways to quell this from both ends. One, tell the dudes before the party, like, hey, man, I know this is a stupid inside joke we have. Don't bring it up around the missus.
Okay.
Two, tell her, hey, I made this stupid joke and it kind of got out of hand a while ago. So if they say it, please know that I'm not on board with it.
Mm-hmm.
Situation averted.
Well,
that would take communication, Josh.
But even if he told her about it and then it did get brought up, he still didn't defend her in the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, he put in the work beforehand, so like it should take care of itself at that point. In this hypothetical.
I see what you're saying. I was like, what do you mean? He literally is the one that perpetuated the joke.
We don't talk about bad memes. We talk about bad memes. That's where you sort of get a pulpy champagne.
Yeah. That's the worst. You wake up at Sunday morning. You go, I don't got work on Monday. I'm going to have a little Sunday fun day. You go down to the local brunch spot. You say, get me a meme, please. And then they go, they bring it out. You take a sip. It's all in your teeth. You're going, what the fuck is wrong with this meme? They didn't give you pulp free. What are you doing giving a meme that's not pulp free?
I do agree that... orange juice for memes have to be pulp free. It'd or be, low pulp.
I think you could arrest somebody if they gave you a high pulp meme.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
It does give you plausible deniability in the court of law. Like if you assault somebody after getting a pulpy meme,
the judge is gonna like
you had a moment of temporary insanity.
Are you ready for another one?
Yes.
This one's super old.
How old?
227 days ago.
Wow. That was mid-pandemic.
Am I the asshole for calling the cops on my creepy neighbors who make monsters? What do we think that means?
Kids are pieces of shit. Little 3 and 5-year-old tykes shitting on their gardens.
You don't think this is a Dr. Frankenstein scenario?
Yeah, I don't think it's Victor himself.
They're really, really... taking up a lot of the power on the grid here. I keep getting rolling blackouts.
He actually went to NBA games and sucked the powers out of Damian Lillard and made Monstars. It was a typo.
So here's the rundown, guys. I bought a house a while ago in an average enough neighborhood. Quickly after moving in, I discovered there was one thing that was not average about it. My neighbors to the left are beyond weird.
They're doctors.
It's a young couple, like early 20s, but I can't say for sure because they refuse to talk to anyone in the neighborhood. I hear them talking to each other when they're out in their yard, and they seem nice enough to each other, but a knock on their door only results in no one answering, and a friendly hello when we pass by only results in a blank stare.
Who's knocking on doors to meet neighbors mid-pandy?
We don't know that it was mid-pandy. First of all, I don't like that you called it a pandy.
What would you call it?
A pandemic. Just say the whole world.
Just say the whole world. L.
I'm going to start over. Just say the whole word. I almost fucked it up again. I felt the L right there, and I almost did it. All right. Anyway, back to this.
You never want to get a word with elp in it. It's like pulp, elp, you understand.
Jesus.
Almost like they are confused and maybe even a bit annoyed that I would talk to them. This isn't the worst part, though.
That wasn't bad.
They make costumes for Halloween.
Okay.
But they seem to do it several times a year. I know this because they paint them outside in their yard. I've seen them out there making robots and suits of armor and things like that. Those never bothered me.
They're cosplayers.
Yeah.
But recently, they seem to have gotten a fancy for the horror genres, because they're making some really twisted things. For a few weeks, I had to deal with scared kids because they had made sculptures, or at least that's what I think it was, of a plant eating people.
Oh. So the, was that the Little Shop of Horrors?
They had some very realistic looking arms and legs, and even a head being eaten up by those gross looking plants. I tried going over and telling them that they couldn't do that stuff outside. It was scaring my kids. They just looked at me and ignored me. I was pissed, so I started shouting, and the guy said to leave their yard, and the girl was obviously scared of me shouting. So I did. About a week later, the plant was gone. So I thought the problem was solved. It wasn't. Today, they were out there painting horrifically disfigured minions from Despicable Me. These things had sharp horror movie teeth and were covered in blood and just looked horrified to an adult.
Some would say
horrifying to an adult.
Some would say gruesome.
Boo.
I thought that was the board. That was
I
very
did too. I was like, I hit the wrong button.
Would look horrifying to an adult, let alone kids who love minions like one of mine does. Talking to this couple got me nowhere last time, so I called the cops.
What? What are they gonna fucking do?
They showed up and talked to me and then the couple. After a bit, the police came back and informed me that what the couple was doing is perfectly legal and there's nothing to be done.
And they're also filing a restraining order on you, so.
They did say the couple told them they would be done with the minions in a few weeks and then they would be sold. The damn cop said it like it was a victory, but I know shortly after this, they will just be out there again with something else even more twisted. My wife says I shouldn't have called the cops because I didn't try hard enough to have a conversation with this couple. She's heard from some people who have lived around here longer than we have that they both have Asperger's and just don't like talking to anyone besides each other. But I don't know what else I could have done or really what else I can do to make them stop. So am I the asshole who called the cops on an autistic couple or something else? Really need an outside perspective.
Yeah, you're the fucking asshole. You're a piece of shit.
The minimum amount of effort and then to screaming is your next step. So that's mm-hmm. insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then cops.
Yeah.
I was about to say, like, if they keep doing this, maybe this is just a way they make income. Maybe they make these pieces.
It sounds
of,
like they're good at it.
Yeah, yeah. And they sell it. Like, there is a market for this. I don't, mm-hmm. this dude's a fucking loser.
Yeah. Also, and this one of the comments says, just like, if you don't want to see it, fucking build a fence.
Yeah. Don't look.
Don't look.
I mean, I can see how it might be unsettling if you're trying to like have a cookout in the backyard for like 4th of July and there's just like a dismembered head that's like realistic looking. But you could all, yeah, just like put up a temporary fence or something. You can buy that for under $100.
Yeah.
Or talk to him and be like, yeah, hey, I'm having a party tomorrow. You mind just taking it all inside?
Or maybe if they don't like communicating that way, give them a note or something. Write them a letter.
Yes, that's what
Find
I was going
to
say,
Find another
too.
Form to communicate with them. Like,
clearly, just talking to them is not, you know, it's not how they communicate.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound like he was just talking. It sounded like he instantly exploded.
Burn their house down. That way they have to move. You know what I mean? Just make sure they're not there.
That is not
like there's options you
advice.
Can take other than calling the police.
Form an HOA.
Oh, yes.
No,
just be a
HOA's
piece of shit.
A fucking pieces of shit.
Well,
not if you run
a piece of shit.
Yeah, not if you run it though. It's probably pretty good if you run it. Like
you
for you.
Yeah, it probably is good for you. If
think
you're
of the income
running it. Wait, you
don't? No, you don't make money for running the HOA.
If I'm running the HOA, I'm making money. Let's get one thing clear. I'm just passing out notices to abate weekly, and those things don't print themselves. $20 a pop. If your grass gets higher than an inch. You're out of the neighborhood. Minion style. I'm going to flamingo your lawn, but with toothy grinned minions.
Gross.
Yeah. But hey, they got to stay in business somehow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the guy buying it all. Crazy how he's doing the set deck for Chris Pratt's Mario.
That's why it's like the turnaround is crazy.
Yeah.
Very surprisingly, very heavy practical effects in the new Mario movie.
Yeah. They got the notes from the previous iteration of a Mario movie, and it was, they said, not realistic enough. More gore.
You boys want another one, or do you want to hit a break?
Can I make a request?
Sure.
Can we throw it to break?
We can absolutely throw it to break.
Bye.
Bye. What the heck was that? Oh, could you guys not hear my fart?
I heard it, man.
Oh. Could you guys not hear my fart?
And did you guys hear that fart? Welcome back to this side of Christian Breaking Wind.
And Erica trying to...
Catch your breath.
Catch your breath. The stairs are getting hard. Oh, I get another chance to throw it at you?
You're getting that stage of pregnancy where you're just... Everything's starting to become a hassle.
Yeah.
That stinks.
I mean, I just like to complain, to be honest.
Well, speaking of hassles, guess who's here with another fucking circle jerk?
Oh, yeah.
It's Christian. I'm back again.
Somebody left a comment. Guys, you're about to get called out, listener. They said about last week's episode, wow, a circle jerk that I liked. Normally, I skip them. Fuck off.
Why do you tell us that?
Do you know how much magic goes into the circle jerk?
Let us have fun on the circle jerk. You ever think about that?
The circle jerk is for us.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, it's us jerking each other off.
I'm just joking, though. Don't fuck off. We need your money.
We love you.
Christian, hit the button, dude.
Oh,
oh, my God.
There's no ending it either.
We have to listen to the whole intro
There's
song.
There's no ending it either.
I understand why you don't like the circle jerk. Like, this is embarrassing. This is...
I keep forgetting that we have a circle jerk song. Like, I get that it's specially made for us. From friend of the pod, Emo Joseph.
But check him out on TikTok. Stream mostly dead.
Okay.
Wait. Why don't you guys have the same button set up for this?
It is we the do. Same one. We're I just goofed missing, it up. Yeah. Oh. The only one that's missing is the boo.
Okay.
Because I don't know how to... Josh cut it out of the audio somehow and did it all on the board, and I don't know how to do that. But I do know how to push this button.
Circle jerk. What do we got for the circle jerk, man?
This week, I figured... It's been a while since we've actually done a little hot takes, you know?
Mm.
Okay.
A little debating.
A little bit of hurt turks.
Let's and hear it.
I was just thinking, what do you guys think is the best color?
The best color?
Yeah, what's the best color?
Oh, I think yellow's the best color.
Wrong. Now, is that your favorite color or the best color?
Ooh, you know what?
Because what's the question here?
I put it on Instagram as favorite color. What's...
My favorite color...
But you pick your favorite color because you think it's the best color.
I actually... It depends. Color-wise, I like a blue. I don't like wearing blue that much.
Okay.
You could have fooled us.
But...
You've worn Colts blue on like the last 10 episodes.
That was to try to get them into the playoffs. And now that that's gone, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Better not do it next year.
I can't. You know I can't. You know my brain is broken and I can't. I'll say blue is the best color. Christian,
you're surprisingly wrong. You're also wrong. Yeah. You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, what's the best color, man?
I mean, if you're asking me,
mm-hmm.
I would say green. Like a nice, like sagey green.
I like green. The thing is, you just couldn't catch me dead wearing it.
Yeah, me either.
I plan on wearing brown when I die.
But do you want to hear what the listeners, the fourth judgy, had to say about what the best color is?
I want to hear so bad.
I think is the best color.
You said it's yellow, didn't you?
I said my favorite color
what's
was yellow.
The best color, what's the best color, Erica?
Yellow.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, you're also wrong. You're actually doubly wrong now. It's insane you wanted to come back for a second helping of being wrong.
Hey, two wrongs make a right.
But I put up a little Instagram story asking, what's your favorite colors? We got all sorts of responses.
At Judgy's Pod on Instagram.
I kind of stopped counting after we got to 400.
You had to manually count?
Yeah. Well, I typed them all out. I didn't know how to do it. So I typed every single one out into an Excel file.
You didn't want to make a poll?
But don't I have to put the options in the poll? I wanted everybody.
You just
I wanted
the chartreuse.
I wanted the gambit.
Yeah, you wanted Amarillo. You wanted all these crazy words.
Yeah, well, and I was expecting that. I got like three colors that were like obscure.
Yeah.
The most obscure one was marigold.
Okay.
Which is yellow.
And somebody had, yeah, this color. And somebody had a, in parentheses, they must have known as going to me, say, fancy gold or fancy yellow. So thank you for that. But we had some weird fucking submissions. This, boo to all of you guys that wrote these ones in.
Yeah.
Pilk color.
Okay.
That sounds racist.
Ass slash butt.
Okay.
Not much of a color.
Like a
Christian.
Peach.
So I don't know. A red undertoned white person. Surprisingly, those three submissions, they had more entries than the bottom three actual colors we had.
How many did they have? Like those, there was multiple of those?
So with butt and ass, we had okay. Two asses and one butt.
Yeah, of course. There's three of us.
So there's three of those. There was three pilks and there was two Christians.
Wow.
Surprising.
Insane that two of you guys are dumb enough to put Christian.
And then there's someone that put it Neapolitan, which that's three colors, you fucking dummy. But then let's get to the real colors. What do you think the fans thought? The number one color.
Purple. Purple's overrated. What do you think?
Do you mean underrated?
No, it's overrated.
Purple is overrated.
Yeah. I think what they put purple, though, is what I'm saying.
Oh,
it's overrepresented. Represented.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got it.
I hope we didn't get white.
What do you think, Erica?
I'm going to go with green because you picked green and you know the answer.
That's my favorite color. What do you mean?
Yeah, I know.
So you think I just skewed the numbers?
Yeah.
Fair enough. That sounds like something I would do.
And it
I
was.
I didn't.
Okay.
But we didn't get white, Josh.
Good.
That's one of the colors that Christian beat out. The color of Christian beat white in submissions, so.
Christian beat out white. And now Erica's pregnant.
Joshua.
But here's the colors in order of... We want least to most votes or most to least?
Give me least to most.
Okay. Coming in dead last, the color white.
That's crazy. So zero or one?
That was one vote.
Okay,
for,
so we're only doing things with ones.
With, yeah.
Because we couldn't do like the whole RGB spectrum off of zeros. Yeah.
Yeah, the gamut.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I put a little note next to everyone just so I could like mentally come back to it.
Yeah.
For white, I put, sorry you don't know how to feel emotions. Sorry you've never felt any kind of joy in your life.
White okay. is an odd favorite color.
Yeah.
Next we got gray with two votes.
Gray's a power color.
It's boring.
Gray, you've paid someone to tell you what color your aura is.
That's a very specific insult.
Brown, also two votes for brown. This has to be a meme, right?
Brown can be a pretty color.
Mm-hmm.
There's well, after I said that, I was like, you know what? I do like some browns. Yeah. But
your guys' favorite team is the Browns, and they're famously orange.
But in my head, I think
and
of like
brown.
I think of the most generic, just bad colored brown,
like so. Colored like a crayon brown.
Yeah,
yeah.
Next we have teal with three votes. On this one, I wrote color. Blue or green. Just make a fucking choice.
Teal is the pick-me girl of greens and blues.
Tied for teal, we have indigo.
I have a friend named Teal. Shout pick out Teal girl. If you listen.
I think she just except started bro. Following us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Teal.
Tied with teal is indigo. Blue or purple, just pick a fucking choice.
Hey, man, indigo's actually on the Roy G. Biv.
True.
And I also have in parentheses, or you might be colorblind, and I'm sorry.
Oh, I got a fucking hot take brewing.
Those classic blue purple color blinds. Can't tell the difference between blue and purple.
Yeah. This one surprised me at how it was orange. You're actually really unique, whoever picked that. Way to go.
Orange is, I feel like it's a controversial pick.
Next up, we have black. Wow, it really wasn't a phase.
All of your little commentaries is like some Jaxbox Games shit. What's his name? Doobie McFuddles?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
There's a bunch of people who do it.
I can never tell you what his name was. This is where we start getting into the horse race starts here.
Okay.
We have Red.
Mm. Wow. I forgot about Red, honestly.
Red with 38 votes.
Red, the most forgettable primary color. Can I say that?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I would agree. Because mm-hmm. I have written here, you're basic. Red, oddly, too. A lot of the colors were like, this specific shade. Red had the stupidest fucking specifications. Red had blood red.
Okay.
Chup red.
Okay.
Scarlet red. Like, just...
Just say scarlet.
Yeah. It was just like, why are we doing this?
Unless they didn't want... They wanted it, like, not, like, just scarlet red, but, like, they wanted it scarlet redder. So, like, they kept it, on, you know, close to home on their chest.
Unfortunately, Erica...
Boo. Yeah. Sorry, go on.
In fourth place, we have yellow.
Okay.
Ooh. Hey, I mean...
Hey, blue beat it out.
How do you know?
Because he hasn't said blue yet.
Maybe nobody likes blue.
Maybe. I like the world you've concocted where people just like forgot about the color blue.
Very fitting for what I wrote here. You know that your color was the correct choice. And you make sure everyone else knows to start agreeing with you.
Yellow is Leo, I think.
That's literally what I was just about to say.
I thought, as soon as I wrote that, I was like, that might be a very biased Erica. third place, we have blue.
Okay.
Ooh.
So green and purple were one
green
and two.
Green and purple.
Erica blue? Bets what's one, what's two.
I'm telling you, green is one. Number one.
I think purple's one.
Blue, I have written, grow up. That's a color for babies. Become an adult.
No pink.
I must have missed pink somewhere. Pink was on there. I must have missed it. I'm really sorry, pink. There's
it's classic only... pink. Am I right?
I will say, I know pink had 10 entries. 4 of them were soft/muted pink.
Mm.
One was hot pink, and then the rest were just regular pink.
Hot pink, fix your life.
Yeah, hot pink is...
what. Fix your life.
It's not 2008. Fucking grow up again.
I just had hot pink nail polish on. Neither one of you said anything. Hot pink is good sometimes.
second place, we have purple.
Wow.
So I was right.
This one might be offensive. You're either a theater kid or you're neurodivergent. Possibly both.
Yeah. That tracks, I think.
I feel like that tracks. Christian, as someone that really likes purple.
Christian's neurodivergent, so he can say that.
That's what I mean, though. Like, I feel like you did rig this because your top favorite colors are the top
two. How could
two.
He rig an Instagram poll?
He
stopped it early. Yeah.
He's the one compiling the data by hand.
You stuffed the ballot boxes.
You can go read them, too. You can spend... There's probably fucking 600 submissions by now. You can read through them all if you want. They might have skewed. Who knows?
I'm just saying.
Green won by, I don't know, like 15%, but they might be skewed.
The thing is, the blues... Sorry, guys. My camera died. I guess I was too hot because it said internal temperature reached too high.
Hand me the carrot back.
You already wasted it.
You already threw it. Winner of the competition, though, with no surprise here, green.
Green, yeah. I mean, the thing is, too, is like what pisses me off about green, that's what I was going to say. Blue's famously mail-in vote. So, like, if you would have let the election process go throughout the whole thing, they would have come in.
Okay, you're right. I counted the ballots too early.
The thing that pisses me off about green is that it's popular and it's good.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's like Ryan Reynolds. It's like you can't be that mad about it.
Yeah.
But read your little quip. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's so surprising that you say Ryan Reynolds here because you have very good opinions. You're probably smart, funny, physically, and emotionally attractive. But only the people that specified the shade of green they liked. If you like just general green, yuck, you're gross.
That's true. I do like general green, but specifically the green that the general wears in the insurance commercials.
Go to the general and save some time.
Yeah. Famously played by Nancy Reynolds, Ryan Reynolds' sister.
That's so crazy. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yep.
But yeah, I was just saying, like, Ryan Reynolds, he's also, like, he's too funny for how hot he is, which is kind of upsetting. Kind of like anybody that likes green.
Yeah. What's your favorite green?
Like a sagey green. Like I like a lower saturation.
So you don't green. You don't like green. You like sagey green?
Yes.
Cool.
Oh,
Erica liked it.
Surprisingly, I don't know if you would guess this, that people are on the same boat as me. 35% of people that answered green had to give a specific shade. That they didn't just write just green. They put dark green, deep green. I don't know what that really means. A lot of forest greens. A lot of emerald green.
Did you wear a forest green tonight to prove a point?
No, you made me change.
Joshua, he was wearing the same orange shirt that he wore last night to record the Patreon episode.
Why wouldn't he? I almost wore the same blue crew because it's just such a good crew neck. The thing is, you can't find good crew necks for $15.
It was only $15. That's such a good quality for such a low price.
Whatever.
A few more little things I noticed during my data compilation.
Christian, I do need to just say real quick, you should get into sports casting because your color commentary has been top notch.
Thank you. I can't do color commentary. I can't talk. Like, I'm not quick enough on my feet to do color commentary.
Yeah. Hey, man, you're sitting down the whole time.
Okay. The purple submissions had the most typos. I can't tell if it's purposely or...
Do you mean purplelessly?
Exactly.
You got him. I was going to make that joke.
We had a lot of purples, burples, purbles.
Now, hang on. I typed blurple. That is a color. Okay. That's not a purple. That's Let not that indigo. Be known. Yeah.
What's blurple? Indigo?
Yeah.
Okay. Pick a color.
The poor man's indigo?
Yellow. I had a lot of varieties, but all of them except two were piss-based, so...
Interesting.
Come on, yellows, do better.
We had a marigold and we had a safety yellow. Oh, bad choice.
Safety yellow.
We have bad fans.
Oh my god.
Shame.
But then we had options like piss yellow, piss baby yellow, medium hydrated pea yellow.
Okay.
All good colors of yellow.
Yeah. No. UTI yellow.
Ugh. No. I personally like a pastel yellow. Or I like a mustard yellow.
Hmm. Very, muted or really, strong.
Really not anywhere in between.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I can't believe I missed pink. I'm back on my original document here. Pink was in fifth place. Pink did better than red.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Red is basic. Pink is like, I wanted to just get a little bit out of my comfort zone, but like not too far.
Oh, we also had like salmon pink, which I...
How did you say?
Salmon pink.
Yeah, that's when you can't decide whether or not you like pink, so you split it in half.
The L well, is silent.
In the fish, but in the color, it's salmon pink.
Yeah.
Oh.
It is.
Okay.
Also, we had a really... we had a very, very specific submission by one of the listeners. They didn't put in what color this was. I had to go do my own research. They just put Pantone 367. And okay. I have to agree. Pantone 367, really nice color.
What would describe it in one color?
Is it the 2022 Pantone color of the year?
2022?
Mm-hmm.
They already announced it?
Yeah, they announced those in December.
What?
That's crazy.
Oh, maybe pre-year.
Yeah. Sort of like Year of the Tiger type beat, but like this is the year for 2022.
I didn't know that was a thing that happens.
What's the color, Christian?
It's like a nice green.
Erica, can you please read a story? Get us out of this mess.
Oh, but I have a hot take.
Okay.
From Christian's hot take.
Yeah, about colorblindness. Yeah.
Fucking yells at me all the time about being colorblind.
You are colorblind.
I am not.
What started this whole thing is I bought a tie that was labeled champagne color, and you were saying it was green.
Champagne has a hue of green.
Thank you, Joshua. Also, I don't think that this was the...
It was when JCPenney's was closing down. I bought it on clearance.
I really feel like the argument was that you thought a house was gray, and I was telling you that the house was green.
Can we both agree that I'm more colorblind than both of you?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm always here to mediate their little struggles.
Do you want... So we got a couple options here.
This is listener submission, or is this Reddit story?
I have a listener-submitted Reddit story that is their own story that they submitted to Reddit.
Ooh, that's a nice little wrinkle.
And then I've also got a listener submission from like Instagram. Or I've got just a regular old toss up.
Both of those two. Both of them.
Both. We're doing both.
And because of that, we're going to play a listener submitted sound.
Okay.
Before you read the listener submitted Reddit story and then also the listener submitted story.
Okay.
Guys, send in listener submitted sounds to our email, judgiespod@gmail.com. Please, in the title, put listener submitted sound, something like that. That way we know to click on it. Also, I didn't download this yet, so I'm going to vamp a little bit more. Hopefully, the camera doesn't overheat while I'm vamping, because that would be very rude of it. And I think it should be downloaded now, so I'm navigating to my downloads folder, and now I am clicking on the listener submitted sound.
I'm so glad that you navigated through it. I liked that one.
I liked the whoop.
Judgy.
Not that one.
Not that one.
I'm glad when we get sponsored by Ford trucks, we're going to be using that all over the place.
I really like that one.
Yeah.
That's good.
That was swag rock to the max.
All right.
That was more in like the line of like Black Keys trying to be classic rock.
Thank you, Anthony, for that.
This was posted on r/relationship_advice. Is that different than...
There's two different ones, but in the end of the year voting, we do it off the same one.
Okay. How are we doing on that?
I don't know. Okay. We have them all tracked. I just haven't compiled data.
Okay. All right. So this one is posted to Reddit by a listener that also sent it to us on Instagram.
I think they sent it to us on email as well.
Oh, cool. r/relationship_advice. My boyfriend said he's okay with me sleeping with other girls.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So this isn't really an issue in my relationship, but I just wanted to know what people think, I guess. My 18 non-binary boyfriend, 18 male, said that he's fine with me sleeping with other girls. With girls. We were in the car one day and the subject of poly relationships came up because of a show he's watching.
Euphoria. Right.
I mean, he could be watching Good Trouble that has a polyamorous storyline.
Okay.
Good Trouble's very good. You guys should watch it.
I was just shaking my head, yeah.
You know what show that is? Someone with the lawyer? Remember you came home the other day? And it was the...
That's an all right show from what I've seen in passing.
Anyway. He's always been monogamous, which I've always respected. I told him I've been in one poly relationship, which he knew about already, and all the details and whatever. Now, I typically have more attraction for feminine presenting people, which my boyfriend knows and is okay with. We are in a healthy, great relationship, been together for over a year. He asked me during our conversation if I've ever thought about being with a woman while with him. I decided to be honest and said yes, though I've never acted on anything. He just shrugged and said he didn't care if I do it. He made it a point to show that he was okay with it, and that if it was something that I wanted to do, he would allow me to do it, and as long as I was being safe and communicated what was going down with him. He said he plans on being with me for a long time, but doesn't want to take away that part of my identity. It kind of caught me by surprise because he's always been a bit protective when it came to other guys and that kind of thing. So the fact that he was just so casually chill with me having sex with different girls was just surprising. I talked to my friends about it, and one of them brought up the point that his stance on this may be rooted in some weird kind of biphobia because he would never let me have sex with another guy, which I'm not interested in anyways. My friend thought that the reason he doesn't care is because he may think that sex between two AFAB.
Assigned female at birth.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, very different than ACAB.
Yes.
That's assigned cop at birth.
Between two AFAB people isn't real sex. I'm not sure if that really makes sense, which is why I'm coming on here to see what people have to say.
Okay. Seems like he's respecting your sexuality on the surface there. But I know bi erasure and biphobia and fetishization specifically of lesbian relationships is a very big issue, especially with young men.
Yep.
I mean, it's not that hard to look at media over the past decades and see that lesbian sexual interactions have always been like way more sexualized and romanticized in media, even over like homosexual gay men relationships. So I don't know. Ultimately, where it stems from is an issue only. This is my take as a straight white cis male. I think the issue there is only talk to him about it and understand his reasonings. Because if he is if he's interested in like being a cuckold or like something like that, then you can explore that. But if he's doing it just because he thinks he's being cool and it'd be hot, I think that's an issue you'd have to talk about.
Yeah, well,
that's where I can't tell. Is it him? The fact that he's like not cool with it being with another man,
right? Because then that means he's not okay with Polly. He just, well, I'm the only person who can serve that dick. And I don't want you to be served dick because I'm insecure. And the issue isn't the poly relationship. It's just, well, they can give you what I can't, which is a very self-centered way of being poly.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Which that doesn't work in polyamory. That's not being poly.
Right. I mean, everybody's welcome to set their own boundaries on their own relationships.
Sure.
But if you have your reservations about it, then that's the issue you need to talk about.
I do feel like I wish there was a little more context, because it's hard to tell if it is him being like actually open and like letting you explore this, or is he like just a dude like hoping to get a threesome out of this?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can feel is like it's a young dude just like trying to hope this fucking works out for the best for him.
That's what I thought at first too, but then like when I read it a second time, I don't know, they're not really putting it out that he's saying like, well, if you want to bring a girl into the bedroom, like that would be fine.
Yeah.
I think they're telling, well, he's saying like, you know, if you're interested in having sex with another woman, that's fine. Just let me know what's going on. And I think if that's truly how that conversation went down, I think that's more appropriate. And that's more indicative of like, he's being genuine.
I think that's what I mean. That's what I mean by it's like, I think the act of what he's doing is like the act is fine.
Yeah.
But maybe, and like if you do really like him and want to continue a relationship, dig into why he's doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and this isn't a one-to-one, but I know someone who neither of the people that they're in the relationship watch porn. That's like their thing, is we cannot watch porn. Right. And to me, that's weird. That's something that I would not, I think it's a weird boundary. And I think it can stem from a bad place. It can stem from like misogyny, anti-sex work stuff, yada, yada, yada.
Well, but, not to mention like self-confidence and.
Yeah. And maybe. But if you've both arrived at and you're both happy with it and it works for your relationship and it's not stemmed in hatred, hey, good on you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's something they could reach in this situation, right? Like if it maybe work on where it stems from him, and if it seems like it's coming from a good place and he just wants to make you as happy as you can and satisfied.
Yeah.
Cool. Well,
and it does sound like, I mean, it sounds like you guys already have a good line of communication. So
otherwise this wouldn't have ever gotten brought up.
As a guy that can't communicate, I can tell you, you guys are doing great.
Maybe you should start watching Euphoria.
Listen, we tried watching that.
We're too old.
Well, not even that I'm too old, but yes. But a lot of that first episode storyline kind of hit too close to home for me.
Yeah. I think I've only seen the first episode,
Yeah.
It's pretty intense.
I couldn't. It gave me so much anxiety and like so much dread about my relationship with my sister, my relationship with my dad. Like, I could not continue watching it.
Yeah.
I want to because I love Zendaya and I like want to support. And it sounds like a great show, but like it was a really heavy episode for the first episode, and I couldn't do it.
See, for me, I just went to so many crazy, wild high school parties.
It's like, oh,
I've seen it all. You know what I mean? Like, I was so cool and popular.
It's like they're serving me a glass of water here. Give me something with a little flavor to it. Give me a morning sunshine, morning dew. What did we call our soda?
Morning sunshine.
Something like that.
Judah, do not knock over a camera, my man.
Oh, man. Judy.
We're having all sorts of technical.
This is what we get for recording on a Tuesday. For that reason, I didn't watch Euphoria after the first episode. But also, Sex Education, I had to stop watching it.
Really?
It's you just didn't like too much sex education?
I like it. It's just
teenage sex.
Yeah, and I think it's good for teenagers, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And that's good and that's fine, but you know what?
I think that's
Riverdale.
Well, Riverdale is not, I don't feel like Riverdale is an accurate representation of what teenagers are feeling.
No. Yeah. Riverdale is adults.
Riverdale is adults, yeah. Which like all the actors and yeah. actresses in mm-hmm. Sex Education are adults, but yeah. they're doing it from, first of all, they're not showing too much.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like, Sex Education didn't feel like softcore porn, whereas mm-hmm. some episodes of Riverdale, even though it's on this fucking CW, can feel a little risque.
With the, I don't know, I went with Aurora. We had never seen the first two seasons. We went to go watch the third season of Sex Education. And I said, like, there's some scenes of, like, teenagers having sex, but obviously all of them are adults. And then there's opens with a montage of them having sex.
I was going to say. Yeah.
But in your defense, it is, like, it's kind of silly and fun. And, like, yeah. And it's positively exploring it as opposed to, like, steamy and, like, close up and, like,
yes.
Cole Sprouse's cock.
Like, exactly. It's not.
Sorry, Christian.
Sex Education isn't sexualizing teenagers.
Yes.
They are showing you how teenagers are actually feeling and yeah. what they're actually doing in their actual conversations, whereas yeah. Riverdale is sexualizing teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I liked Riverdale to start with. That first season was very good.
Mm.
And then it just fucking went off the rails. So, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, I feel like that's a bad episode to throw Aurora in.
Yeah.
It was... The first episode of season 3 or whatever it was really did. You're right. Just sex montage. And it's like, it's showing you this almost this passage of time. And like, look at all the new relationships and all the relationships mm-hmm. that have fallen apart since summer vacation or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and it's showing you all like, this is the new kink they're in. And it's like, it was kind of a lot for the first episode.
It was. Mm-hmm. But I think they do it in a more tasteful way than other shows
Definitely.
About sexually active teenagers do it.
Yeah.
So,
but listener, I think you're doing all right.
I agree.
I don't think anybody's an asshole. I know no. that wasn't the question, but
no.
I
definitely would definitely continue to talk about it. I yeah. mean, if that's something that you're willing to explore, your boyfriend clearly said, like, just be open and honest with me about it. So
there you go. Open lines of communication.
And make sure whoever you're bringing into this knows the situation as well. Like, be open and honest with them, as you know, also.
Yeah.
So. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yes, and this is a traditional
mm-hmm.
a listener submission.
Yeah. Instagram ones are really hard to read because they're all in huge, long paragraphs and not a lot of punctuation.
And you're not wearing your glasses.
Well, my glasses are only for me to see far away. Like, I can't see what we look like in the camera. It's all very, very blurry.
Angelic. Glowing.
Thank you, Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're talking about Christian, but it's thank you nonetheless. I can see up close just fine. Okay. Am I the asshole for being mad at my best friends for dating each other?
Ooh. Nice little... This is going to be some hot guys.
Yeah, this feels like
sticky sitch.
My best friend, let's call him S.
Steven. Let's do a different S name.
Steve.
That's a really good choice.
How about Sam?
There you go.
Sam?
Yeah, it works for me.
Let's call him Sam, and I have been best friends for 6 years because we went to the same high school. I developed a love for him, but it was never the right time because we were always dating someone else when the other one wasn't. Keep in mind, he had expressed that he liked me too. My okay. other best friend, M.
Manny.
Woman? Give me a female Manny. Name.
Mercedes.
Mercedes?
Mercedes or Mercedes?
Mercedes.
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 Yeah.
Okay. My other best friend, Mercedes, has been my best friend since we were in preschool. I told her about him and how I had hoped that we'd be the ones to end up together. After we all graduated high school, I wanted my two best friends to meet because I wanted us all to hang out together.
Oh.
They met and we hung out and it was a lot of fun for a couple of months. We decided to drink together now that we're all over 21. And we drank so much that we all move over to the bathroom to puke together.
Aww.
That's so cute.
After puking a couple times, I look up to see my two best friends making out.
With the puke mouth?
Post-puke? Not even like a shot of Rumplemans in between? Yikes. Yes, they had both puked and then started kissing. Gross.
damn, hit that Listerine and then we can kiss-erine.
Ew. My heart sank. Keep in mind, Sam was in a relationship at that time.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. That's why she... that was going to be my question. Is like, why weren't they together at this point?
Yeah.
I didn't know how to process what had happened, but I let it go because they were both really drunk and Sam didn't even remember.
Mm.
Later, I found out that they started talking a lot more and were now making plans without me.
Ooh.
I was a little hurt and asked Mercedes why she wasn't inviting me. This is when she tells me that she has feelings for Sam, and she asks if it would be okay if she pursues him. Being the best friend, I tell her that if this is what will make her happy, then she should follow her heart. Sam ends up breaking up with his girlfriend of 1 year.
Oh,
man.
And a month later, him and Mercedes start dating.
That must have been a really good throw-up makeout.
Clearly, he remembered something. But it got bad when he went back to his Marine base and they started fighting.
Everything makes sense.
Yeah, that, you know, it's so weird that it all clicked.
That was the missing link.
They would each pull me into all the fights and ask for my advice.
Mm.
I had had enough and decided I didn't want to hear anything else about their relationship. So shortly after the relationship came to an end, I was kind of disappointed. Because now they hate each other, and I can't talk about the existence of one of my best friends with the other. And now I'm stuck in this weird space in between the both of them, and they ask me to give them information advice on the other. Yeah. I don't know how to feel. Am I the asshole for being mad about this situation?
No.
No.
I think you did the noble thing, and probably the unwise thing, but hindsight's 20/20. But it's always going to be murky when people inside of a friend pool start dating. It's going to be murky.
Yeah, because the problem is you have to expect like the worst scenario. So,
yeah,
you have to assume at some point they're going to break up and then you have to take a side. Like there's no way around it, really.
So
if they're your two best friends, like.
Our listener says, Sam has now confessed his love for me a year later and says he regrets dating Mercedes.
Yeah, I would not touch Sam with a 10-foot pole. I think you ditch him and go with Mercedes. One, because I mean, obviously I'm reading into the situation, I don't have the full context. It seems like your motivations of being friends with him are fueled by a potential sexual chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're just going to crash and burn, just like that Mercedes did.
Boo, Joshua.
That was impressive. How did you have the foresight to know you'd be able to make that joke?
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's what I would say. I would say ditch him, go with Mercedes. And, like, any friendship that's got that sexual tension behind it, this shit's going to happen, and then it's going to get messier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
And I just feel like... it's got to be a red flag for you. It should be putting up a red flag that Sam broke up with a long-term relationship to start going out with a drunken like fling
after cheating on them, potentially emotionally, potentially physically for 3 to 4 months.
That's what I was gonna say, Joshua.
Yeah. I would say he's shown a lot of red flags, but being in the military is probably also doing some white flags as well. Was that off base?
No, it sounded like he was on base at one point.
Third base with Mercedes.
It also, like...
first of all, third base is not making out.
If there's puke.
Don't.
It's the puke makeout is definitely more intimate.
It does bump it up. It bumps it up a couple base numbers.
That's fair, yeah.
Also, like, if he's in the military, I don't trust it. You're going to fall for the, like... oh.
We get so
much look at the
money.
Benefits if we just get married. It's mm-hmm. like...
we can stay in this townhouse. Instead of the barracks.
I've always wanted a Camaro.
I was literally about to say, like, I could get your name on my license plate on my Camaro.
You could be my Mercedes and I could have my Camaro. Guys, I don't want my Camaro to die again. Thank you for listening to this episode, Erica. It was a treat as always.
You're welcome.
Always come with the tea.
It's a feat, as always, for you to list off where they can find us online.
Instagram, TikTok, Patreon, YouTube,
Twitter,
Letterboxd, OnlyFans, fucking Google it.
At
Judgies Pod. JUDGIES Pod.
And if you want to suckle more off of our teat, Christian, what should they do?
Buy merch?
If you want to suckle off our teats a little bit, you could go join that Patreon. For $1 a month, you could get access to our Discord.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little sweet treat every single day.
Interact with us directly.
You could be in there with all the fourth judges,
mm-hmm.
judging it around.
We had someone call being in the Discord, and I quote, cool.
And that could be you.
There you have it, folks.
And guys, please leave a review over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can leave a 5-star review. And also, see us next week, guys.
Okay, bye.
And don't forget, anybody that's listening still, the judges fucking love you.
Hell yeah, we do.
Two of them do.
Bye. Fix it in post, loser.
Do you see what they do to me? They make fun of my crew necks, and then they make me do work.